Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 14th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a Wrigley Field Ivy side patch purchased from Clark Street Sports, and a We Pay the Bills t-shirt from Obvious Shirts. It's always fun wearing a cap of your favorite team in somebody else's colorway. In this case, Brewers fans would be like, hey, nice, never mind. And this shirt was a single day drop earlier this year, making light of, but hey, really reinforcing, just how well Cubs fans travel when the team plays at Wrigley North. We don't mind y'all fleecing us a little more for parking than you charge anyone else, because the tickets are cheaper, the brats are better, and there's never a concern about getting rained out. No troughs, though. Sometimes it can seem like Cubs fans are 90% of the crowd at Wrigley North, but there's one time that was truly the case. On this date in 2008, Carlos Zambrano of the visiting Cubs twirled a no-hitter against the home team, the Houston Astros. A crowd of 23,000 plus saw the teams open their two-game set in the 4-1-4 move to Miller Park due to the threat of Hurricane Ike. This was the second consecutive year that the league had moved a series to Milwaukee, with a 2007 matchup between the Angels and the Indians the first. Big Z was masterful that evening, coming off a 12-day break due to a bout with shoulder tendonitis. He faced just one over the minimum, walking one and hitting one, while striking out 10, en route to the Cubs' first no-no since Milt Pappas's in 1972.